News Talk 1620 WTAW. This week's Brazos County Commissioners Court meeting included awarding a nearly $17.4 million contract to renovate and expand the Brazos County Juvenile Detention Facility. Get more information about that decision and the project from Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters.
Square footage, we're going to remodel, I think, about 11,000 square foot of the current facility and add 34,000, I believe, square foot additional. The issue is that the federal law has changed, which is called PREA. It's prevention of rape. And we have always had a 1 to 12 ratio, one detention officer per 12 kids. And I mean, that's flexible too, because you may have male and female, and you could have young and older, and so that's not exactly the ratio. In fact, it's probably a good bit higher than that. But the facility we've got out there was built to hold 12 kids per one detention officer. That has changed. To comply with PREA, we had to change the ratio 1 to 8. And so now there needs to be a detention officer per 8 kids in there. And so it's an inefficiency of what we've got out there, you know, because once you bump to up to 12 kids, you'd have to have 2 officers in there, but you couldn't get that 13th child in there. You'd have to have another officer. So it's an inefficiency, a staffing inefficiency. So some of the area that we're remodeling, we're repurposing it for different than what it was, the actual detention. And then this new area is going to be, the ratio would be 1 to 8. I mean, it's a whole lot better, or a much more efficient way of staffing. And staffing is something that, it goes on, you know, forever. You know, it's when you once you hire them on, they're there. So that's part of the reason. The kitchen area needed to be redone. There are other areas in there that just needed to be upgraded.
I'm guessing this is the first major overhaul of this facility.
I think 93 may have been 92, 93, somewhere in that neighborhood, or could have been 94. Somewhere in the 90s was when the juvenile detention was built, and certainly the population in Brazos County has grown a bunch since then, and will continue to grow. And those are things we've been looking at too. The state has closed down some of the state facilities, and so we continually send kids that we can't handle for whatever reason. It may be that, you know, that we don't deal with their kind of issues, so we have to send them somewhere else to a facility that handles those things. And I think we spent it was well over $1 million last year sending kids to other detention facilities. I mean, those are some of the things we've talked about as we work through this thing, that we may be able to at least staff up some to be able to handle some of those things and cut some of that money, you know, that it cost us to send kids somewhere else, to be able to keep them in-house. And, I mean, you know, their parents would be able to visit and that sort of thing, rather than having them, you know, 200 or 300 miles off. So all of those things went into the discussion to decide that it was time we needed to address the expansion, and that was all part of it.
Get everything done at once. So
yes.
Perhaps you can see from the early 90s till now, we're talking the better part of 20, 25 years, so you're hoping to get that kind of life expectancy out of this project.
And that's what my belief would be, that we could get probably 20, 25 years before there would need to be an additional expansion. I certainly hope that juveniles don't get worse than what they are today.
Continuing my visit with Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters, after the County Commissioners Court this week awarded a nearly $17.4 million contract for the expansion and renovation of Brazos County's juvenile detention facility. Timeline for construction?
I think it's probably closer to a year and a half. I think the actual schedule may have been, I'm thinking it was like 400 days with some inclement weather in there. So it's probably, you know, closer to a year and a half. You know, construction jobs just never, they always take a little longer than what you expect, but we've got it in the contract, a certain number of days that they're supposed to be finished in with rain days built into it.
$17.4 million, is that what you all were expecting on the price?
We're always concerned about prices. That was the price that we had hoped and believed, but I had been hearing that construction prices were going up, and we were concerned that it might come in significantly higher than that. We were happy to see the price. I mean, that was in the neighborhood that we had hoped that we could build it for.
In fact, reading the agenda item, that includes the base bid and eight alternates, so that's pretty good value,
exactly.
It sounds like.
I think it was the timing was, I don't know how we hit this one right, but we hit the timing right on it. Collier Construction has done the second and third phase of the expo, and they did us a really good job out there, and they bid on this, and they've got somebody on staff who has actually done detention facilities, and they were the low bidder, and so we've been very pleased with the work that they've done for us in the past, and so I think it will get a good job out of them.
Do you recall, out of the eight alternates, anything really significant that you're glad that you're getting?
I think one of the alternates may have had to do with the education portion of it. We've got a couple of portable buildings out there that are probably at the end of their life. We actually moved them from the administration building. When we bought this building from First Baptist Church, they had two portable buildings, and we moved those out to juvenile because they needed an education facility out there. And so we've been using them for a good many years, and they were already several years old when we moved them. And they're getting to the end of their life. Well, you know, maintenance on them, the cost of maintenance keeps going up, and we didn't really want to have to keep pouring more money into those portable buildings. And so that was part of what the alternates, I believe, it was one of the alternates, was how we could make that work with the educational portion of it.
So you'll be able to remove those portable buildings then?
We believe we will. I know there was some discussion about whether we might need one of them for a little while, but I'm hoping that with what we're getting done that we'll be able to remove those.
Juvenile detention facilities, just one of those subjects that doesn't come up very often. It's kind of out of sight, out of mind, but certainly a major expense to the county and a major responsibility that you all want to make sure you deal with appropriately.
And certainly, we certainly have to. We've got to make sure that those kids, when they're in there, they have to be safe. We have to take care of them, and they've done a great job out there. We've had some really good juvenile staff out there, and the state course comes in and checks more than once a year, but they go in and review the process and everything that's going on. We get really high ratings out there, you know, juveniles, so they do a great job. Staff does out there. And I think this expansion will allow them to even do a better job.
Thanks again to Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters for the visit. This is after the Brazos County Commissioners Court this week awarded a nearly $17.4 million contract for an expansion and renovation at Brazos County's juvenile detention facility. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.